Blog Talk Radio.
This is a wonderful day. We are kicking it off early this morning. It is phenomenal what's going on. We are just moving forward with good morning to the leader in you. I'm just flat out excited what's going on. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for good morning to the leader in you. We have so many things that's going on. We have so many phenomenal announcements that we're going to be making today. The first thing that I want to kick it off with is that we will be having a Leader in You retreat 2016. It's absolutely going to be powerful. It's absolutely going to be awesome. For those of you that's just plugging into good morning to the leader in you, thank you so much. Before the music went on, we were just talking about the Leader in You retreat that's going to take place August 2016. This is something you don't want to miss. We're going to have all registration information posted by November the 15th. We're also going to have information on how you can enroll into the Leader in You program for 2016. To continually help you propel to the next level in your career, in your profession, in your home. I am just excited about today's topic, failing forward, getting out of your comfort zone. For those of you that know me, you know that I love quotes, and several of the quotes coming this morning is going to be coming from John C. Maxwell. One of the quotes says, in life, the question is not if you will have problems, but how you're going to deal with your problems. If the possibility of failure were erased, what would you attempt to achieve? Think about that for a second. If everything was easy, there was nothing to kind of stretch you to the next level, would you stretch to the next level? And that's a question you and I would have to answer. A lot of times situations come to stretch us to the next level, to propel us to the next level. The next quote says, the essence of a man is imperfection. Know that you're going to make mistakes. The fellow who never makes a mistake takes his orders from one who does. Wake up and realize this. Failure is simply a price we pay to achieve success. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's plugging into this show every Monday and Wednesday. You know, we always have fresh, hot topics, and this is our topic for today. It's failing forward. A lot of times, people can become so immobilized to move forward because of the fear of failure. Now, when we look at the word failure, I looked it up. It says to fall short of success or achievement in something you expected to achieve in your life. It was something that you may have attempted. It's something that you may have desired to have happen in your life. But when we look at the word forward means in the direction that one is facing or traveling. You're going forward. And, you know, so when I look at the word failure, I don't look at it in the sense that, you know, it's just something so horrible that we cannot bounce back from. And really, when you look at failure, it's not something that we should look at. We're even bouncing back. We're going through. So we have to really shift our thinking and how we look at things. It's not about falling to the ground. It's about what are we going through to sharpen us inwardly, mentally, emotionally, physically. That way we can be much stronger for our business, for our organization, us leading community efforts in our own distinct neighborhoods. We have to make sure we get outside of our comfort zone. And when we look at the word comfort, it is a state of physical ease or freedom of pain or constraint. Now, if you think about it, when you're comfortable, you're at ease, there's no challenges being presented to you, you're staying in your own little cubbyhole, you're staying in your own area, you're not really trying to strive for anything else outside of the normalcy of your every single day life. Of course, you may not have many challenges because it's really a mundane life. It is something that's patterned to be safe, to be comfortable, to be at ease. You're not having any issues. You don't really deal with too many people because you don't want to deal with people, and it kind of keeps you in that comfort zone. When we look at the word zone says an area or stretch of land having a particular characteristic, purpose, or use, or subject. So in other words, what zone are you in your life? Because the definition of zone is a particular area of land or a particular characteristic or a purpose or use of something. So in other words, let's break that down into our everyday life. When we think about zone, what zone are you in your life? What season? Let's break it down. We know the seasons are changing. We're in the autumn season. And shortly, we're going to be in the winter season, and then back to the spring, then the summer, and then the fall. So all of those seasons in our life. So when we think about the zone, what seasonal zone are you in your life? Where have you parked your car in your life? Where have you pumped the brakes in your life, and you are just so comfortable? Because you're afraid if you shift gears and you go into drive, and you don't know what's before you, you are afraid to fail. Because too long have we got it in our mindset that failure is bad. Failure isn't bad. Failure, in essence, is just getting closer to your goals. There's another quote that talks about failing and how many times one will fail before they succeed. And this quote says, achievers are given multiple reasons to believe they are failures. But in spite of that, they persevere. The average for entrepreneurs is 3.8 failures before they finally make it in business. So I ask everyone listening to this show right now, how many times have you failed? And if your answer is zero because you're still parked in the comfort zone, you're not that much closer to your success. You can never be that much closer to your success if you're still in the season of a comfort zone parked and never moved into drive zone. So today, what zone should you be in? I'm encouraging everyone to get into drive zone. Get out of park zone and get into drive zone. How many times have you failed? Sometimes we look at that as a bad thing, but where is a badge of honor? Have you failed at least 3.8 times? If the answer is no, today you need to get up. You need to put the car into drive and take it out of park because you're not that much closer to your success until you fail forward. There's another quote that says, procrastination is too high a price to pay for fear of failure. To conquer fear, you have to feel the fear and take action anyway. Forget motivation. Just do it. Act your way into feeling, not wait for positive emotions to carry you forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, as many times that my emotions say stop, pump the brakes, stay in park, and don't go anywhere. But if I just acted on my emotions, this show wouldn't even be going on right now. It would not be going on right now. Literally, there are a lot of family situations going on right now. My father's in the hospital and a lot of things that's going on around me in my personal life. But I made a commitment every Monday and Wednesday, no matter what, this call, this show is going to happen. You have to have that type of commitment that no matter what, no matter what your emotions may say stay in bed and keep the covers over your head. But it doesn't matter what your emotions say. You have to fail forward. And sometimes failing forward, you have to ignore what your emotions are saying. Because your emotions will dictate, unfortunately, you to stay in the park zone. But if you stay in the park zone, you're not going to move forward. Now, I want to read a story about a man that I'm sure everyone listening to the show know about. Mr. Tyler Perry. I pulled up his bio, and I'm always encouraged by his story. Anytime I'm building my business and it may seem like I'm in a state of failure or things didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, I don't know how many know of his actual entire story. I'm just going to read excerpts from his bio. It says he's a writer, actor, producer, director, which we all know, but the one part I did not know, it said his original name, his first name was Emmett Perry. That was his original name. He actually changed his name to Tyler Perry. And I'll just read what it says. Tyler Perry has forged his own way in the entertainment industry, building an empire that consists of successful films and so forth. But it says at a point, Perry even attempted suicide in an effort to escape his difficult situation. At age 16, he changed his name to Tyler to separate himself from his father. Perry dropped out of high school. I'm not sure how many knew of that. But he eventually earned a degree. He earned a general equivalency diploma, or as we commonly know it as a GED, later on in his life. Trying to find his way professionally, he held a series of unfulfilling jobs before discovering his true passion. He was watching an episode on Oprah Winfrey talk show, and Perry was inspired by a comment on the program about how writing about difficult experiences could lead to personal breakthrough. And I'm going to pause right there before I continue reading his bio. How many of us have had early beginning phases in our personal life or our business life, and we have hit the road? We've been in his personal life. He was physically abused by his father. Maybe some of you can relate to that. Maybe you can, but maybe you've been physically abused by situations in life, and you feel like the blows are coming and hitting you from the left and the right all at one time. And sometimes you may feel like you're being blindsided, right? Sometimes you may feel that way, but today we're talking about failing forward. For all of you that have just joined us, today's topic is failing forward, getting out of your comfort zone. I'm reading a story about a man who was 16. He changed his name at that age. He saw a story, and he stepped out on what he believed. It wasn't all pretty. I'm going to continue to read. It says, while this show tackles such tough subjects as child abuse, it also touched on forgiveness, a theme he has remained central in many of his works and reflects his deep connection to his Christian faith. After saving up $12,000, Perry debuted the show, which he directed, produced, and starred in at an Atlanta theater in 1992. The musical run lasted only one weekend and drew a measly 30 people to see the show. I want to say this to everyone listening. Anybody that's ever run a business, you've tried to put together an event, you've tried to organize something, you saved up an enormous amount of money to make it happen. And then the day of when you launched, whatever that might have been, your business model, your book, you may have had an event, and the day of, you did not see the results you wanted to see. I want you to reflect on that moment right now. Reflect on that moment as we speak. I want to know, you want to know, what did you do at that moment? It's a rhetorical question. What did you do at that moment when you did not see success? What did you do at that moment when all that money that you raised to launch, to get started, maybe you're one, you saved up all the money you needed to go to the State Department to get your articles of incorporation. It was the last $300 that you had, but you knew you needed to get incorporated. And then you thought the following week or a couple weeks down the road you was going to start getting business, but it didn't happen. What do you do? What did you do? I'm going to go on with the story. It says, disappointed yet determined, Perry continued to work odd jobs while reworking the show. He staged the show in several other cities, but success still eluded him. Broke. It says he was broke. Perry was living out of his car for a time. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, anytime I feel something is not going right in my life within my business, I always reflect on how he used to live in his car. That is the one thing that I always think about, because if he could live in his car, he $12,000 went down the drain. He did not recoup his money. He continued to work odds and ends jobs that was not his passion, but he knew he needed to bring in something to make ends meet. But it goes on to say, in 1998, Perry tried one more time to win over his theater audiences. He rented out the House of Blues in Atlanta for another production of I Know I've Been Changed. Soon, Perry was performing to sellout crowds, and the musical was moved to a larger theater. After so many years of hard work, he finally earned critically acclaim as well as commercial success. I'm going to pause right there with his story. Because many of you may be finding yourself in situations that you feel like, you know what, I'm just about to stop my business process, you know, because the first year didn't work, the second year didn't work. Well, I'm not going to try a third year. I've already put out X amount of dollars. Everyone around me are naysayers. They're saying, look, you wasted $1,000. Look, you wasted $2,000. Look, nobody came to your event. Look, you didn't pull in no clients this week. What are you doing? Go get a regular job. What do you think you're trying to do starting a business? You don't have a business background. You don't even have a business degree. What do you think you're doing? I say, what I'm saying is, when every time I say, what I'm trying to say to you, all the listening audience, is you got to turn a deaf ear to everybody that's trying to knock you down. Sometimes it may come internally from close family and friends. Sometimes it may come from people that you're trying to do business with, and they see that you keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and no matter what, you're not going to stop, and they see that tenacity in you, and they become envious. What do you do? I'm going to continue to read this story. It says, the same year, Perry proved himself to be a box office powerhouse with the release of his debut film, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I know many of you know that that film, starring Kimberly Elise as the scorned wife and Steve Harris as the adulterous husband. Perry appeared as three different characters in the film, including the legendary Madea. Eventually grossing more than $50 million, the film's success showed Hollywood that there was a market for urban African-American comedy. Perry's plays continued to make successful leaps to the big screen. He took on the leading role in Madea's Family Reunion in 2006, which he directed, produced, which scored well with the moviegoers, bringing in $63 million, that one film. Now, that's 2006, right? But let's take it back a little bit. We'll be taking it back to when he was 16 years old, the dropout from school, the person who got the GED. But the end of the day, from that time frame, from that year of 16 years old all the way to 2006, millionaire status. Now, that didn't just happen overnight. That's why I wanted to read the story in stages. What stage are you in your life? We are all in different stages. We are all in different stages, but he didn't stop. I love this story because it's not just a story. One, it's real life. It's what he actually went through. I don't know if many of you saw online, but I saw like last week, American Airlines went belly up. He just bought the airline. He just bought the airline. Now, if he had turned away from when he lost out on his first $12,000 back in 1992, lost $12,000, what if he didn't continue and move forward? To most people, that was a failure. He only had 30 people to show up at the show. Lost $12,000. 30 people. What if he stopped? What if he didn't move forward? And I'm saying to you, what if you stop? What if you don't move forward? Fail forward. I read the quote. The quote says from John C. Maxwell, any entrepreneur will fail at least 3.8 times. 3.8, if you're not even close to that, there's no reason to stop. Forget about what the naysayers are saying, saying how much money you lost or who's not with you or who's not in your corner. Forget about that. You got to press forward. You got to press forward. If you're passionate about it, press forward. I don't care what anybody thinks. Don't even let your own mindset psych you out. There's another quote I want to read. Everything in life brings risk. It's true that you risk failure if you try something bold because you might miss it. But you also risk failure if you stand still and don't try anything new. Another quote says, commitment makes you capable of failing forward until you reach your goals. Cutting corners is really a sign of impatience and poor self-discipline. What does cutting corners mean? What if when Tyler Perry, you know, lost all of his money, his $12,000, only 30 people came to his show, what if he didn't have discipline to continue to press forward? Would he be a millionaire today? Would he own, would he have just purchased American Airlines when his first failure stopped? When his first failure, if he stopped at the first failure, would he be where he is today? He wouldn't be. And you have failures. I have failures. In my business, I've had some failures. Oh, I've lost some money. Oh, yeah. But guess what? I am not stopping. I'm moving forward. It said that he took his show to multiple cities. Some of you get so stagnant in just your hometown. If it ain't working right behind your closed doors in terms of your neighborhood, take it somewhere else. Do not get stuck. take it somewhere else and let it grow. The next quote says, successful people have learned to do what does not come naturally. Nothing worth achieving comes easy. The only way to fail forward and achieve your dreams is to cultivate tenacity and persistence. Tenacity, persistence are the only thing that's going to get you forward, are the only things that's going to continue to make you propel forward. If we always stop every time a roadblock comes in our way, we're never going to see the success that we desire. The dreams, the visions, it's never going to happen if we stay in our comfort zone, if we stay in the park zone. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen after you fail one time, fail two times, fail three times. Well, go on to your fourth failure and see yourself to be successful. Go on and continue. But you're never going to succeed until you fail. I thank everyone for joining this morning. To good morning to the leader in you. Our show topic was fail forward, get out of your comfort zone. Some of you may feel stuck because you don't have a website. It's a free resource I'm about to share with you right now. Wix.com, you can set up a free website. Now, when you're ready, at some point, you can always graduate to one of their other packages, but you can start off with having a free website with Wix.com. Let's say you want to start a blog page. A blog page is another way to get your name out there online. Blog, you can set up a free blog page. There's so many blogs that you can set up. That's another free resource that you can utilize. Are you even plugged into LinkedIn? Do you have a LinkedIn profile? LinkedIn, I love LinkedIn because there's a lot of professionals that's always networking on there, and it's a useful tool for you to connect with other like-minded professionals. If you don't have a LinkedIn account, I'm encouraging everyone that's listening, set up a LinkedIn account. Again, it's a free account that you can set up and connect with other like-minded professionals. It's something else that I just learned about with Twitter. It's called TweetDeck. TweetDeck, you can put out your business services, and individuals that's interested in your services can connect back with you. So if you have to have a Twitter account, though. So if you don't have a Twitter account, go and set yourself up a free Twitter account, okay? Set it up. It's called TweetDeck. Once you set up your Twitter account, get connected to TweetDeck, and you can market your professional services through there. Again, that's another free resource. I have a couple of announcements that I want to make. This Saturday, I am offering an online webinar dealing with strategic planning. Go to my website to learn more about how you can register. It's KatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's KatherineTrotter.com. And you can register at my website. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com. I do want to give a shout-out to my co-host, Joy Ford, sending up much prayers to her and her mom. She had surgery this morning. She's going through that process right now. I appreciate her because even though she's in New York at the hospital, she's still plugging into the show listening. So I want you to know I appreciate you, the listening audience. We appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we talk about, determination and commitment. She's still plugging in. We appreciate you. You're going to hear her voice again this Wednesday when we come back, same time, Wednesday, 9 a.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. If it's Central Time, it's going to be at 8 a.m. Plug in. Again, for those of you that want to be a part of the Leader in You retreat for 2016, we will be releasing all of that information come November 15th. We will have registration information for you so that way you can connect to us. Again, fail forward. If you haven't failed at least 3.8 times, hey, you're not close enough. Continue to move forward. Continue to read about the story of Tyler Perry. Continue to write your own story so that way you can pass it on to members of your family, those that are growing and coming through the ranks of your legacy. And that's really what it's about. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? And so when you think of failing, you're not really failing. You're leaving a legacy behind. So get out of the park zone. Get into the drive zone. Have a fantastic day, and I'm going to see everybody at the top.